I'd like you to sit comfortably and close your eyes while we do this exercise. During this exercise, I'm going to ask you to get in touch with your values and what it might be like living your values. While we do this exercise, also get in contact with your experience. Notice what shows up, what your body and mind provide you with. First, notice your position in the room, where you are seated. Notice the parts of your body that are in touch with the chair. Get in contact with those parts of your body, starting with your legs and moving all the way up your back and head. At this moment, really feel that you are being supported while you are doing this exercise. Now, I'd like you to notice your breathing. Just gently focus your attention on your breath as it's happening. Notice the in-breath, the pause that comes next, and the out-breath. Just focus your attention on each part of the breath as it happens. Notice that the air you breathe in is just a little bit cooler than the air you breathe out. Remember, do not change how you are breathing, but just notice how you do it. If you find your mind drifting away to other things, that's fine. Every time this happens, just gently bring it back to noticing your breath. Now I'd like you to review in your mind what your most heartfelt values are. And I'm asking you to really be bold. Imagine that you lived in a world where anything is possible, where you could live the kind of valued life you most want to. What kind of spouse or partner do you most want to be? What kind of friend? What kind of brother or sister? Son or daughter? Mother or father do you most want to be? What things do you most want to pursue in your life? Now, I'd like you to imagine that moving in a valued direction in your life is a bit like sailing a ship. When you choose your values, you choose to move in a certain direction in your life, a direction that gives your life meaning, purpose, and vitality. You started sailing in this direction, and I'd like you to imagine that the direction is north, with the full intention of staying on course. But staying on course, you've found, can be very difficult. Storms and swells come up that threaten to push you off this course. As you look back on the last few years of your life, take several moments to take note of storms and swells that have come up. Sometimes your mind may even wonder if you can weather these storms. So far, though, your experience has shown that you have weathered these storms and that you can keep pointing your ship north, even when you found that you've been moving off course. On your ship, you have quite a few passengers. These passengers represent memories, bodily sensations, emotions, and thoughts. Some of them are pleasant and encourage you to keep going in the direction that you most want to go. Your hopes, dreams, optimism. self-confidence. Take several moments to reflect on the positive thoughts and feelings that you sometimes have that make it easier to move toward your values. Some of your ship's passengers, however, are very unpleasant. Your doubts, fears, and other difficult emotions. These passengers repeatedly try and make you go off course, to sail anywhere but north, anywhere other than where you really want to go. Take several moments to reflect on these unpleasant passengers, the difficult thoughts and feelings that most often show up in your life. See if you can get clear about which of these passengers, which of these thoughts or feelings are some of the most troubling for you. As you sail north, each of these annoying, intimidating, and frightening passengers take turns in walking up to the captain's cabin and screaming at you through the window that you must change course now, or they will become very, very upset. One of them, a cranky, annoying old woman, seems to be telling you that there's no point in continuing north because you'll never make it. Another, a short, pudgy, sad-looking man, says that nothing really matters, so there's no point in sailing anywhere. A third passenger, a tall, skinny, high-strung man, keeps pleading with you to stop the ship out of fear of what might lie ahead. Other passengers look very threatening, very dangerous, and very scary. Sad ones, angry ones, self-doubting ones, confused ones. All the passengers that represent the difficult thoughts and feelings that you struggle with keep threatening you, pleading with you, or otherwise warning you that you must change course or face disastrous consequences. They threaten to break in and overwhelm you, make you sail in directions that suit them, not you. Out of a very understandable fear of what these passengers will do to you and the stormy waters that may lie ahead, you start to follow their directions. You manage to sail north some of the time, often with the encouragement of your more pleasant passengers, but when some of your unwanted passengers start pounding especially hard on your door and demand that you change course, you do it. And they go away for a little while. And other passengers come up and try and convince you that you did the right thing, that you really didn't have a choice, and that following the directions of your unwanted passengers is really for the best. And in the middle of it all, you notice yourself wishing you were really sailing north toward what you value most. After sailing anywhere but north for a while, you begin to notice a few things. First, you've been running into storms anyway, regardless of which direction you sail. The promises your unwanted passengers made, that if you sail where they want you to, you'll avoid bad weather, simply don't appear to be true. Now I'd like you to take several moments to get back in touch with the problems you've faced as a result of the different ways you've tried to avoid your distress. The harm some of these avoidance strategies have done to you or others in your life. Running into bad weather appears to be a natural part of piloting a ship.